I think all of us, if not most of us, had experienced the pain of betrayal. We have been mistreated, disrespected. If you had not had any of those experiences, don't worry, because you will. Last time we heard Jesus telling his disciples about fraternal correction. As human beings, we tend to commit sins. Today, Peter goes to Jesus and asks, "What do we do when someone sins against me? When someone causes me any pain, what should I do?" Unfortunately, the pain can come from your spouse, might come from your spouse, from your friend, neighbor, or even perhaps from the church, from the clergy. What do we do? The church oftentimes talks about mercy and justice. The definition of justice is to give each one what is theirs, to give each one what is their due. The definition of mercy, it comes from the word misericordia, from the Latin miserere, which means to have pity, and from another word, C-O-R, core, which means heart. So when we say, "God, have mercy on us, miserere nobis," we are truly saying, "God, have mercy on me who is in pain." So miserere means a heart that is in pain. So we tell God, "Help me heal my heart that is in pain. Not only my heart, but that one who has committed a wrong against me, that person who has sinned against me." We ask for his mercy. We ask to have pity on us all. Today, Jesus gives us the beautiful parable of this guy who owed a lot of money to this king, a huge amount of money. But oftentimes, we just don't think about the reason why this guy owed so much money. Oftentimes, that is overlooked. How did he get to that point? What was he doing? Was he gambling? Was he using drugs? Because he owed so much money that he was not going to be able to pay it back. Well, this parable today gives us a beautiful analogy of the cross. Jesus Christ, who is sent by the Father to die on the cross for you and for me, because we cannot pay him back. It is so much that we owe that we cannot pay it. Therefore, he takes on that and he pays it back. Canceled. It's all clear. It's all clear. We do not owe anything. It has been paid off. Now, let us think about our own life, because we have been given this amount, this huge amount, which is our very own life. And oftentimes we go and gamble with our life. Oftentimes we misuse the talents that have been given to us. And instead of decreasing the amount that we owe, it keeps increasing. We're in debt. Today, through this parable, God is asking us to invest with our lives, to invest in mercy, to invest in forgiveness, that we may be able to forgive one another just as he has forgiven us all. God is just. God is merciful. Forgiveness is not approving what happened. Is choosing to rise above it. Not to forgive is like drinking a poison and then waiting for the enemy to die. Not to forgive is causing us pain. It is a cycle of resentment and retaliation, a vicious cycle. Not to forgive is like a cancerous disease. This is why God is showing us how to be merciful with one another. I found a beautiful quote from someone who said, "Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sprays on the hill that has crushed it. Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sprays on the hill that has crushed it." May we become that violet, that flower, that sprays mercy on the person who has caused us pain, that sprays that fragrance of God so that we may be able to forgive, so that we may be able to let go, that we may not be like this wicked servant who does not show compassion, who does not show mercy. And we heard that he is thrown into jail. He's imprisoned. When we choose not to forgive, we become prisoners. We throw ourselves into our own prison of resentment and hatred, into that prison of pain. And just like this wicked servant, at the beginning, his family was going to be sold to slavery. When we choose not to forgive, that pain, that resentment spills over our family and our friends. Forgiving is an act of freedom. But Father, how can I forgive that person who has caused me so much pain? How can I do that? Forgiveness is not a feeling. It is a choice. It is a decision. It's not a feeling. We will never feel that we want to forgive. We will never feel that we want to let go. It's a choice. We just say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has forgiven me everything, I forgive you. As the time goes on, as the time goes by, and as we keep saying repeatedly, I forgive you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when those thoughts come to mind, when that person comes to mind, we will not be able to feel the same pain. That's when forgiveness takes place. If you can't forget and forgive, pick one. Forget, and God will give you the grace to forgive. Forgive, and God will give us the grace to forget. But we also pray and hope that when we forget and forgive a person, we pray and hope that that person doesn't forget that we forgave. Let us then approach this heavenly banquet, asking for the grace to forgive, asking for the grace not to be like this wicked servant, but that we may be able to show misericordia, that we may be able to be merciful with that heart that is in pain. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, we ask that we may be able to show mercy to others, just as mercy has been shown to us. May God bless us all.